This podcast is copyright Mike Boyle. The recording is copyright Philip Allen Updates, 2011.
Biology exam tips. You'll be taking 3 one-hour exams, imaginatively titled Biology 1, Biology 2, and Biology 3. Each exam is worth 25% of your total marks. The remaining 25% comes from your practical investigation, which is usually called the ISA, or Centrally Assessed Unit. Each written exam is worth 60 marks. There will be just 6 marks for closed questions, where you have to choose the right answer from the ones provided. So, there will be 54 marks, or 90%, for open questions, where you have the space and freedom to write your own response. Most questions will carry 1, 2, or 3 marks. But there is always 1 6-mark question. Think of it as the long answer, where you'll also get marks for the quality of written communication. These 6-mark questions will usually ask you to explain something. To do this, you need to link facts together, show your understanding, and, in the words of the chief examiner, tell the whole story. If a question includes the command word explain, a good way to demonstrate understanding is to use link words such as because or so. For example, insulin causes cells to absorb more glucose, so the blood glucose level falls. Or, more blood flows to the skin, so the heat can be lost by evaporation when we sweat. In the long answers, you should ideally be writing continuous prose, proper grown-up sentences, where each one builds on the previous one. Many students aren't too confident in doing this, especially under exam conditions, and prefer to use bullet points. You can use bullet points if you want, but there's a risk that you won't demonstrate understanding. It's much better to try to link the different points together using the keywords because or so, and therefore convince the examiners that you know what you're talking about.